Welcome back to episode 73 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. Today in the podcast, we're going to discuss the simulated reality, the simulated matrix reality that we're living in, and self-realization, which is really the only solution to get out of this simulated reality. You know, it's funny, but a lot of people don't realize that we're living in the simulated matrix reality. They're unaware of it completely, just because that's how much power and control it has over our whole being and our whole existence. And it's interesting because a lot of people think that being awake means that, you know, you can channel aliens, or being awake means that you can judge other people, or being awake means that, you know, you wear some kind of a silk turban or some, you know, robes like some ascended guru. And it's none of that, because this is all just illusions that the simulated reality puts out there for us to distract us from the truth. There's a lot of false prophets and a lot of fake spiritual teachers out there that are keeping us under the control of this fake simulated matrix reality. And for those of you who think that I'm kidding, or they oh, this guy watched the Matrix one too many times, you know, that's fine, because obviously my message is not getting through to you, and you're not at a level that you can understand what really truth is and self-realization is. So for those people, I recommend that you kind of rewind to the beginning of this podcast and possibly listen to my last podcast, The Metaphysical Toolbox, and start chipping off the rust from your pineal gland and get with the reality of what's going on and the control mechanisms that they're placing on us. So I digress. You have a lot of fake spiritual teachers out there that are just keeping us under this control mechanism that's all around us. So it's something that you need to really be aware of. A lot of these fake spiritual teachers will tell us, well, you know, you have to set your intention. Or they'll say, you know, the whole universe is energy, dude. And, you know, you have to, like, get these crystals and light this incense. That's all bullshit, okay? Whenever someone tries to break down, you know, self-realization or knowledge to you, or some type of teaching that they're trying to put down to you to improve you, you have to ask yourself, you know, if it's a simple catchphrase like it's energy, dude, or set your intention, it's bullshit, because it's never that simple. Anything that's going to benefit you to grow, to learn, and to ascend to becoming a self-realized person is going to be difficult. It's never going to be anything easy. One of the first things that you have to understand is you have to understand who the true self is. And if you're not at that level, then you need to invest, learn, and study, and devote yourself to that path or to that end. So, A, getting out of this this simulated reality, and B, move in the direction of self-realization and truth, which is much easier said than done. So whenever one of these fake agents of the Matrix, these fake teachers, come at you with some of these oversimplified teachings, just walk away, because it's only going to keep you enmeshed in this, what they call, the Indians call Maya, which is illusion. M-A-Y-A, Maya, okay? The true path to self-realization is never a simple catchphrase or what they call a belief or belief system. Belief has very little to do with it. What it really has to do with is knowledge and the path to truth, okay? There was a book that I recommended on one of my older podcasts, and I did an episode on it, Separate Reality by Carlos Castaneda. A lot of people judge it and say, you know, he's woo-woo and he was full of shit and bullshit. And that could all be true, but the book is really profound. The way it breaks down this matrix system and the way it expresses the need for knowledge and self, you know, self-attainment within yourself. It's a really, really good book. It's called A Separate Reality by Carlos Castaneda. One of the reasons I like it, it's a good supplement if you're into reading different spiritual books like the Tao Te Ching, like, you know, the Dharmapada, like the Book of Five Rings, like the Upanishads, which are tremendous books. but it's a nice little supplemental, kind of a westernized view of it, of the Yaqui Indians in Mexico. But it's a nice little curveball to supplement that kind of knowledge, because it really gives you a well-rounded look of it from a spiritual sense. You know, and what it is to be a man of knowledge and to follow the path of knowledge. It refers to that person as a warrior. Okay. So yeah, a lot of these fake teachers, they tell you that, you know, you need to get these crystals and light this incense and, you know, wait for a full moon, listen to binaural beats. It's all bullshit. The true path, like I said, is knowledge, is hard work and devotion and dedication to learning about the self, who the self is. Also meditation, going deep into meditation and, you know, asking the right questions. You know, a lot of people ask questions and they get answers, but they're not asking the right questions. So obviously they're not getting the right answers. Following the true path means that the individual needs to utilize the inner and outer vehicle, which I, again, discuss in one of my first podcasts. The disciplines there, the inner vehicle, dictates that a person becomes enlightened or self-realized from a spontaneous thing that happens within them. But trust me, that spontaneous thing doesn't come, you know, out of nowhere while you're eating at McDonald's, you know, listening to the baseball game. You know, that inner vehicle, that inner spontaneous enlightenment comes as a result of a lot of work that you do. The outer vehicle dictates pretty much the same thing, in that you become enlightened through hard work, but it's not like an epiphany like the inner vehicle. The inner vehicle dictates that at a given point in time, like a flash, you become enlightened and it's there. Outer vehicle dictates that you get there gradually and slowly. And they're both valid. And I think both of them hold a lot of truth. But even with the inner vehicle, it just doesn't happen spontaneously. You have to apply a lot of that outer vehicle, a lot of that work and dedication and study to get there. So either way, there's a lot of work. You know, just one believes that you get there through like an epiphany instantly. It's kind of interesting to look into. So, many people, you know, they think that just because they believe in something that they're better than everyone else. You know, I believe in flat earth. They say, I don't believe in the flat earth. I know the earth is round. But a lot of people say, hey, I believe in this belief system, or I believe in that belief system. And just for that belief, they feel that they're better than you. And there's no belief that's going to, except maybe for your belief in Jesus. And that's something that I don't believe in. That's something I know. But that's a separate story. But, you know, really this whole belief thing is not really the true path. The path is knowledge and really knowing through your own dedication and your own hard work of what is going on around you, and realizing that it's a path that you need to ascend through to get to the final destination. Kind of interesting, too, if you look into the Hermeticism. I think two episodes back, I think episode 70, I think it was, I did the seven hermetic principles. Again, you have to be careful with those, because as you pursue that deeper and deeper, for some odd reason, it begins to get a little dark. You have to be very careful with that, and I really mean that. But on the surface, initially, it's some pretty good, you know, philosophy and teachings that I think could benefit most people. And the problem is in this simulated reality is that most people walking around really have really no clue of what's going on and what they're being subjected to. So if you don't realize that your thoughts and your feelings and your whole life is under, you know, a control mechanism, then there's no way that you're going to realize that, because you know nothing other than the simulation that you're in. So as I believe I said it in the last podcast, it's really important to sit here and make it a dedicated point to begin a process of meditation, going into deep meditation, not chanting Nam Myung Ho Ring Kyu, no. Focusing on the breath, going deep into the self, going deep into the mind, clearing. When I say going deep, I mean clearing the mind of all excessive thoughts, of fear, of all of these different things, and just shut everything off, focus on your breath, and look for that connection between yourself and everything else, which comes as a result of you going into this meditation process where you're just clearing your mind and focusing on your breath. I went into it deeply in episode 72 in the Metaphysical Toolbox. I got into that, the process that you use. But you can go on YouTube and, you know, but anything that dictates chanting and stuff, I wouldn't follow that. It's really focusing on the breath. I think the Buddhist way is kind of cool. They have a, and the Hindu way is pretty cool for the meditation. I think the Hindus invented that like thousands of years ago. But again, the importance of being a student of knowledge. It's amazing today how many people, it's like they're proud to be stupid. You know, like you'll say to them, hey, you know, did you know who conquered this or who discovered that? I don't know. I mean, you know, Drake just dropped, his last beat. Like, it's unbelievable. How stupid people can be. Nothing wrong with liking Drake or nothing wrong with listening to music, but again, everything within balance and everything within, you know, everything within reason, you know what I mean, within balance. So you have to be very careful with that. People, it's amazing how a lot of people are just caught up in this illusion, okay, the scripted illusion. And what you end up finding a lot of these people as they get caught up in this illusion, let's say, for example, you know, they get hyped up on a football game and they're watching, you know, the army, the military, color guards doing all of these things. And they show some cool videos of, you know, these, what do you call these? These elite, you know, military squads and task forces and everything like that. They get swept up and they can't wait to just get overseas and just kill, you know, the enemy and kill people in the Middle East or whatever, whoever the enemy du jour is today. They get caught up in that. They go over there and kill a bunch of people and come back. And they begin to realize within themselves that what they did was just deeply wrong because it was that person never did anything to them and they didn't pose a threat to us, but yet they went over there to kill them. And they killed a bunch of people and come back and it hits them and they become deeply depressed. They have this post-traumatic syndrome and all these different things like that. Or maybe with other people, it's not as deep as that. Not that they killed anybody, but they're just under control of this mechanism and they wonder why they're depressed. And then once they get depressed, they get on these pills and the pills are not enough, so they need supplements to the depression. So now they're on a whole slew of pills. And really all they need to do is realize that this is just, again, the control mechanism. And what they need to do is look within themselves and understand that it's just like a magician, playing one of these illusionary tricks. He's drawing your attention away from side A so that it can manipulate side B. So you don't know what's going on. And they're constantly like a step or two steps ahead of you. When you don't think for yourself, this is what ends up happening. You end up under this control mechanism. And it's happening to a lot of people. Again, like with that depression, I know that there's a lot of people today that suffer from depression. And really, that's a direct result of a person not understanding what truth is, not dedicating themselves to the pursuit of truth, the pursuit of learning, the pursuit of knowledge, and the pursuit of, above all, self-realization, meditation, and connection with the one, with the all, knowing that we are part of the universe and the universe is within us, and there's a connection between all of those things from inside out and outside in. So that's something that we really need to look into and have a good understanding of, because really there will be a percentage of people that do suffer from depression or whatever, but I mean it's ridiculous the amount of people that are addicted to opioids and just all types of drugs and alcoholism and it's gambling. It's just really, really horrendous, man. And that's what this simulated reality does to us, where we're losing ourselves and becoming subjected to this. It's horrendous, man. It's destructive. So we need to find a path to integrate all of these truths and knowledge, to integrate it within ourselves to realize who we are. Very, very important. I'm just going through my notes here. Yeah, it's funny. Another thing, too, a lot of people, they get consumed and they're talking about what Kanye West just said in Donald Trump's office or, you know, who Khloe Kardashian is dating, or they find themselves just all wrapped up into the system about who's dropping a new album. And it's just such bullshit because, first of all, what effect is that going to have on your life when an album drops in reality? Because, first of all, and I know this is going to sound fucked up, but for the most part, a lot of this music, some of them have cool beats and stuff, but it's music, all right? Which is beautiful, but they, like, base their whole lives on what other people are doing and what other artists are doing and don't really focus anything on what they're doing for their own lives, how to benefit themselves. They just get wrapped up living their existence through other people. Which means that, again, you're under control of somebody else, okay? Another thing with depression, I think to a large degree, people that suffer from depression, and this is my own opinion, but I think that it's basically a fear of death, because in a lot of people's psyche, like, underneath everything, there's that, underneath it all, is there's this underlying fear of death. That you're going to die, and you know, and that's the end of it. Like, they turn off the TV and you're done. Whereas if you have any real understanding, you know that we're all eternal beings. We have no beginning and we have no end. We've always been. You know, we are part of God and God is within us. And God has always existed. He's, you know, the Alpha and the Omega. He has no beginning and no end. And we have that divine spark within us. So if you have knowledge of that, not to say that you are not going to fear death, but you won't be obsessed with it because it's a natural process, just like birth. Again, the yin and yang, you know, you're born and you die. And then I kind of struggle with this, but I'm getting to the point where I'm really beginning to believe in reincarnation, where you come back again, and karma. And because there's too many idiosyncrasies in my life and things that I've seen as far as deja vu and clairvoyance and different things like that, that it's just too, I don't know, it's too obvious that there's a lot more than what we're looking at right now. So again, a lot of people that are suffering from depression, I think it's like they have this innate underlying fear of death, and they can't handle it, you know, when you need to realize you have no control over it, and at some point, we're all going to die. But in addition to that, we're dying, you know, just as natural as that death comes is the birth or the rebirth where we come back again. And, you know, continue on this process to self-realization and perfection. So something just a little side note. I mean, don't fear death. Don't be obsessed with the fear of death. I mean, it's just a natural process. As weird as that sounds, some people can handle that. Maybe some people can't. But it's something I feel that the moment that you're able to deal with that, I think that a lot of these things will get put to the side. Just the way it is, you know? So, yeah, a lot of people, they get preoccupied with living their lives in accordance with, you know, the way the television dictates it, or the way these reality shows dictate that we should be living, and they're just completely missing the point. They're afraid of not being cool, they're afraid of wearing the wrong sneakers, or the other one, which I really don't get, they're afraid of not matching. Like people said, yo, you ain't matching. Matt, really? I'm not matching? You ain't matching. Your brain ain't matching, man. It ain't matching up with reality is the way I look at it. You know what I mean? Matching. I don't know. I mean, you don't want to go out there looking all psychedelic wearing purple and orange. That's kind of not cool. But, you know, matching, really? Like, I don't get that. I never did get the whole matching thing. Yeah, so... So what's really taking place right here is we're being manipulated through the subconscious mind, okay? And people are not realizing that. All of these control mechanisms that are being put out there against us to control us are really getting through to us through the subconscious mind. And you need to be observant of that and see that. You have to be aware of what's going on around you. It's very important to be aware, okay? To put a thought process in place to understand that you need to make a connection between what you see out in this material world and what's going on with you and how this external world is affecting you within yourself. And these thoughts should be the bridge or the connection between the two. So you should be a sentient, analytical, intelligent being making an evaluation of your environment and what's going on in your reality and the reality outside of yourself and what things are going to really benefit you, because I don't know how wearing the same sneakers that Drake has, I don't know how that's going to benefit you at all. It's going to benefit him, but it's only going to hurt you. And plus you look like an idiot just trying to copy somebody else's swag. You know what I mean? Be original. So what's happening is people don't realize that this matrix system that we have out there, a lot of these people that are putting out this negative energy are basically agents of this matrix system. And it's like, you know, a person might say to themselves, hey, I'm going to go on a diet. You know, I feel, you know, I'm, you know, I'm 50 pounds overweight. I'm not healthy. I need to go on a diet and start loving myself and taking care of myself. And the minute they go on a diet, their friend bangs on the door. Hey, dude, you know, I just got this Domino's pizza with the Hawaiian pizza with the pineapple and the ham on it. And you're like, oh, shit, that's my favorite pizza. And what you don't realize is this is the 50th time that this has happened to you. And this is the 50th time that you sat down after resolving to go on a diet. This is the 50th time that you said, I'm going on a diet, but let's get at this pizza. Let's get at this Hawaiian pizza, which means you have zero control over yourself. And you don't realize that this system is put out there just to keep you under control. You know, you need to take control of yourself. So when that dude comes by with the Hawaiian pizza, you need to look at the pizza and say, you know what? I did this 50 times, but this is after the 50th time. This time I'm going to say no. I'm just going to have a glass of water and, I'm going to eat an apple or, you know, do something healthy or not eat at all. You know, some shredded wheat or something like that and move on while you enjoy that pizza. And I have the knowledge of knowing that I made the right decision and took control of my life this one time. And I'm going to make a habit of that moving forward. My life is going to be comprised of a whole string of me making the right decisions that are going to impact my life to benefit myself and to do good for myself, as opposed to just blindly following whatever's put in front of me where I'm under some kind of control from this control mechanism. Again, a lot of people might listen to this and say, hey, you know, what is this guy talking about? If you don't understand, I honestly recommend going back and listening to some of my earlier podcasts. People say, oh, he's always mentioning, you know, realizing who the self is, being self-realized. Yeah, it's a simple word that comes off the tongue, you know, it's a couple of words, self-realized, two words. But look into it, because that's what it's all about, really. Because otherwise you're just living somebody else's illusion and being controlled by somebody else, by the control mechanism. You know, again, when you get back to that pizza scenario, you'll have a friend that they go out and they're saying, you know what, I can't drink anymore. I have a lot of studying to do. It's really having a negative impact on my life. So they go out and they're like, let's say the guy's name is Dave. It's like, Dave, 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 Dave. And then, you know, for Dave to take a drink, and he takes that drink and he falls right back into that control mechanism. 10 years later, he's an alcoholic. He has no career. He's working some mundane job, you know, really in a state of suffering. And he doesn't realize that this is just as a result of him being unable to make decisions to control his own life and constantly just being subjected to peer pressure and failing 50 times, 60 times, 500 times, just constantly failing and subduing to this peer pressure instead of taking control of his own life. And this is what happens time after time after time, and people don't realize it. You have to understand that there's a lot of negative energy out in this world that just can't wait to screw up your life and take control of you. And that's what people really, really need to see. People need to ask the right questions. Like I said, you know, there's a lot of people asking a lot of questions and they're getting a bunch of answers, but they're not asking the right questions. And they're obviously not getting the right answers. Okay? Like I said, it's like that magician playing the magic trick, the illusion, drawing your attention away from area B so he can trick you in area C. You know, so again, you need to be really, really careful with that. They get wrapped up in these elections, you know, QAnon and Donald Trump and Trump this and Trump that, and Trump is such an idiot. You know, to me, I've really transcended all of that so much, because you have zero control over all of these things. And what benefit are you going to get to either get all stressed out with pro-Donald Trump or anti-Donald Trump or pro-Clinton or anti-Clinton? You know, what are you going to get out of it? Absolutely nothing. You're just going to stress yourself out. And again, you're going to be subjected to this control mechanism, which is what they want you to do. They want you to get all wrapped up into this. So forget what your school told you and forget what you heard in the last Drake song and his lyrics. And forget about the last interview with rapper XYZ, where he was telling you about the kind of sneakers he likes. It's just a total illusion and a magic trick that's being perpetrated on us. And again, the same word, control mechanism of the subconscious mind. Really need to look into this. You need to start asking the right questions and searching for the right answers, okay, so that you can really move your life in the direction that you need to, for yourself, for your family, and just for all of mankind, you know? Because you have to understand that we have the divinity of God within us. And when we live a life we're not utilizing all the gifts that God has given us, we're wasting them. And that's an insult to God, and that shows that we don't appreciate the gift that He gave us. You know, realize that this is a gift. You have to be careful with these agents out here, these Matrix agents, okay? Like I said, as soon as you find yourself a lot of times going in the right direction, you're going to find all of these distractions coming your way that are going to pull you away from the direction that you want to go in. You know, you might find yourself, hey, I want to sit down and read this book. I want to, you know, watch this documentary about what's going on in this other country, or just get some knowledge of really what's going on in reality in the world. And you're going to get this guy, yo, dude, let's go check out, you know, whatever, throw rocks. And, you know, it's just going to, again, it's something that, you know, it happens to you 50 times. It happens to you. When are you going to wake up and realize that, you know, it's a waste of time? You know, let's go check out these beats. You know, I'm trying to work. I mean, if you're trying to produce music and do stuff, that more power to you. At least it's something that you're doing, which is positive because it's something that you're undertaking yourself. But be very careful with the way you invest your time, because, you know, it's really easy to waste your time. Your time for, again, it's that whole pizza pie scenario where, you know, X amount. You can take a little slither of your time and just waste it on nonsense, you know, playing video games. No problem with that. But everything within balance, okay? Let's see what else. I'm just going through my notes here. Realize that this is really a test. You know, you're being tested to see what metal you're made out of. And at some point, you're going to be accountable for all of the actions that you've taken. And you have to be accountable for all that you do, you know, the karma that you incurred in this existence. So make sure that you're not wasting your time and you're glorifying God and or the universe or whatever word you want to put on it, whatever label, that you're doing the right things, you know, asking the right questions and moving in the right direction. So in closing, you know, I'm up to 28 minutes on this. In closing, just to touch back base again, you want to get into your meditation. You want to get into your pursuit of knowledge. You know, belief is cool. It's okay to have some beliefs and belief systems and all that stuff. That's great. But you want to have knowledge. You want to be proactive. You want to do. You want to engage. And you want to be the mover, not the person being moved. Okay? You want to do your research. You want to learn as much as you can about as many different topics as you can. Because that's where I get back in one of my episodes. I talk about having that 360-degree view of everything. Because once you start learning about things in different disciplines, in different areas like history and math and science and even music and everything like that, what happens at some point, these different disciplines and these different knowledges, they begin to connect and interconnect. And it becomes a very dynamic integration of knowledge where life really becomes beautiful and begins to unfold before your eyes because you have an appreciation for many different things. And it also helps you to see when bullshit is being pitched at you. It also helps you to see when an opportunity is there for you because you're able to integrate this information to benefit you, to benefit your loved ones, and to move forward in your life because knowledge is power. You know, knowledge is something that's going to benefit you in the long run. It's going to enrich you, and it's going to lead you in the direction of self-realization and glorifying, you know, the universe, glorifying God, or whatever, again, whatever label you want to put on that. I'm coming up close to 30 minutes on this. Yeah, I hit a lot of different directions in this. I just kind of spontaneously felt I should put this out there. And I made an adjustment to my mic. I put one of these little screen things. I kind of made it out of a sock. But I think the sound might be a little bit better on this podcast. So I'm seeing that I'm getting probably one-third of my listeners from outside of the United States, and to a large degree out of Europe, a bunch out of the UK. I got one listener in Jersey, which is some little island over there between France and England. I think it's a British island. So I think that's probably one listener I have over there, which is pretty cool. Shoot me an email, dude. You know, because I don't see where you are, but I just see that it says Jersey. I thought it was New Jersey, but it's a little island, which is kind of cool. Shout out to you, man, whoever you are. But yeah, I'd like to get some emails from my listeners from within the United States. I got a lot of listeners in Pennsylvania, which is kind of cool. I don't know if it's the schools or universities out there. A bunch of listeners in California. And listeners really are beginning to grow within the United States, spread out. Massachusetts and Texas, I'm getting listeners all over the place there. And just all kind of countries, man. So my international listeners, drop me an email and tell me what you think. You know, I like to hear from my listeners and get some feedback. I've gotten some pretty cool emails, which is great. It shows me that I'm reaching out there. The other thing that I find interesting is I'll see people that they'll be from a given country, let's say Kenya or whatever the country is, Sweden or whatever country, France, and they'll pick out like 7 episodes. Some people will literally sit and listen to almost everything that I put out. They'll listen to like 50 episodes, probably downloading it, which is kind of cool. So if you're taking up my content like that, shout out to me. Let me know what's going on, what you think, what you like, what you don't like. And just hit me up with some feedback, because I really appreciate it. I have a Reddit forum. I actually have an Instagram now, which is Alpha Male Buddhist on Instagram. And I put some pictures out there. I'm trying to promote the podcast. And I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm getting great benefit from doing this podcast and sharing and giving back some of what I've learned in my life and kind of giving it back, and hopefully some people benefit and get edified and learn from this and get a good experience out of this. So this is absolutely, you know, really, really something that I feel good about, and hopefully, like I said, some people are getting edification out of it and benefit from it also. So I want to hear from you listeners, man. Reach out and let me know, you know, what you guys think of the podcast and give me some feedback. And there was just one other note that I wanted to add, but I just forgot to put it earlier than this. And basically it's this. The universe will talk to you if you know how to listen. And what I mean by that is in just some odd, peculiar, idiosyncratic ways, you'll just get feedback literally from the universe. And I'll give you an example. I might be, you know, mulling something over in my mind. If something is right, the direction is right, or whatever I'm doing, I'm driving down the turnpike, and I'll look up and I'll see a hawk just on the thermals, just gliding on the thermals. But in the way that I see it and the way it hits me, I just connect and resonate with that to the point where I know what I'm doing is right, or the thought that I have at that moment that I saw that hawk was the right thought, or the right place to be, the right mindset. It might not make sense to you, but like I said, the universe will talk to you if you know how to listen. Okay, so again, namaste. Thank you for listening. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. And my subreddit is reddit.com/r/alphamalebuddhist. That's my subreddit where you can comment and interact with other listeners. And it's a great forum to sit and have an open dialogue. So again, thank you for listening and namaste.